can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Busy today, Don, because we've got the doc coming in from Sydney at, it doesn't matter what time, because when this goes to air, me telling you the time he's coming on is irrelevant. Now, I've got a dilemma, Don.
You get very excited about the doc coming on, don't
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
You go up another rung. You're a prick before we come on air. You're grumpy, morose, everything. And as soon as the doc, you hear the note, the doc's coming on, you change.
Two things, Don. Speak into that properly. Like, do you ever watch Phoebe do the microphone? She puts her lips right over the mic. She does, Don. It's quite attractive watching her. She speaks right over it because she's been trained. Come here. She's been trained how to speak on the radio. You speak with, as long as you're within 2 feet of the bloody microphone, you think it's okay.
Is she coming in today?
I don't know. Get the
thing positioned.
Yeah, you watch her.
I was
going to mention it last week, except you kept talking.
Okay.
Because the cadence bars are working on this machine now, and I notice when you speak. So you watch Phoebe operate the mic. She gets her lips right. That's A and B.
Right.
And I'm telling you this now, Don. I know this is like a domestic couple who are, you know, you and I, husband and husband. If you dismantle one more fucking pen while we're talking, I've had to resurrect most of the pens that have been thrown away by the cleaner. Stop! I don't know what that is. You've just got attention disorder deficit or whatever that's called.
You suffer from Asperger's. We've all got a problem. So just be tolerant.
Stop dismantling the stationery. Which is stationery spelt with an A or an E? Stationery. S-T-A-T-I-O-N. Which is when you're standing still, which is the stationery?
Stein.
What?
Same.
No, it's not. They're spelled differently, you fool. Stationery from getting pens and paper and writing implements.
S-T-A-T.
Go on, spell it, Don.
S-T-A-T.
I-O-N.
A-R-Y.
That's the one's pens, is it? And when you're standing still, that's E-R-Y, is it? They're spelled differently.
Are they?
Yes. Anyhow, I've had to get stationery brought in. Brought in from Office Works just to keep you in writing implements. Now, how did I get onto that? I want some advice, Don.
You wanting advice? You never listen to anyone.
When I was in my late teens, and I was playing football for.
How old were you when you started?
17.
At Geelong.
Yes. So when
what was your first senior game?
I want some advice. This is quite a serious.
How old were you when you
quite
first
a serious se- matter? So
18.
Yeah, some
good
like
on
that.
You.
So
that's
when
a good
I
effort.
Started, Don,
in the ruck,
quite a well-known sportswoman, used to, sexually.
Molest you?
It was not molest, but sort of, yeah, molest.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah, well.
You and Prince Harry have got something in common. You lost your virginity with an older woman.
I put up with it, and it happened for 4 or 5 years, and then.
That long?
4 or 5 years.
Yeah, but you were out and about then.
And she was at the peak of her sporting career, and. I was wondering 65 years on.
Yeah, but hang on. I think you're going down the path of Prince Harry. Now, he lost his virginity and he's come out. He was very discreet, but all his friends knew who the lady was and she's had to come out and confront the issue. Did you know that?
No, you break into my dilemma. Go on then.
Okay. Well, what was her name?
So I've been sexually taken advantage of by an older sportswoman who was at the peak of her.
Well, maybe you could tell me
sporting career, and I was just wondering. Now it's damaged me a little. I've taken a long time to get over it. In fact, I haven't quite got over it. And I was wondering, 60 years on, could I make a claim against her?
Oh, I don't know. I think, well, is that why you became like you were?
Probably, Don. And I'd like to make a claim against her because she stopped after 5 years. I was wondering why she stopped.
Well, you're probably a dud.
Anyhow, so...
She replaced you with somebody younger, do you think?
I don't know, but I hope she doesn't come forward. I'm wondering...
Sasha Walpole was Prince Andrew's...
Walpole. Walpole.
P-O-L-E.
As in fuck with
22 years ago he lost his virginity.
Walpole.
He was 17, she was 19.
Mm. That's about like what's happened with me. And I'm... I was wondering, should I take action?
Were you like Prince Andrew on the grog that night?
No, I was wondering if I could take action now. It's 60 years on because
I think you'd have a case because you're fucked.
Yeah,
mentally and always.
And that might be why. But why I don't you've think carried I'd bother
on the way you have for the rest of your life.
I don't think I'd bother after 60 years God, or she'd be, 50
she'd
years.
She'd be in for a lot of money, wouldn't she?
Having a crack at the woman.
God, what you've done, and she's the root,
anyhow,
root of all your problems.
And I also noticed Barry Cable is in the news. It says that...
Anyway, let's keep going.
Well, that's in the news. Yeah, answer that. This is Rex Hunt on the phone. Go on, answer that. I'd put it on...
Rex, you are on air. I just rang to see how you were going. Now, you're on air... We are recording the podcast, so I'm forewarning you. Rex! He's gone.
You probably went to put him on mute, meant to put him on speakerphone and you turned him off. Anyhow, so Barry Cable, I noticed Barry Cable has been accused, I think, of some sexual activity with someone. That's in the papers, I'm not making this up. 50 years on, so that's interesting. In fact, it said Barry, this is what it said, Barry turned up at, I'm not making this up, this why would I make this up? Said, the woman, Barry, she recounted on an occasion when she alleged Mr. Cable stripped off and came to her house with nothing on at all.
What are you
I was so shocked. This is what the woman says 50 years on. That's interesting. So I wonder if I've got a claim against the woman that had a go at me.
Do you remember her name?
Do you
remember her name?
Yeah, Dahl.
Dahl.
Yeah.
That was your term for her?
Yeah, Dahl.
Dahl. So what?
Sweetheart, I think it started, and then I called her Dahl, and then I got familiar with her, I said, hey, you. So anyhow, so I'm looking into that. I'm looking into taking action about that, and I don't want any money or anything like that. But
what do you want?
It's aggrieved me and it's affected me mentally, and I think that I
now. So she's the root of all your problems.
Unfortunate choice of words, Don. Now, Don, have a listen to this. We've got shout-outs and everything and the doc's coming on and all that. So
I've got
10 years ago, I just want to mention this. It was the 10th year anniversary of the Danks Essendon's drugs scandal saga. And people trashed that club and its players and its coach and the AFL, led by people, a trove of them. Caroline Wilson was at the forefront. And a trove of people pretended they had facts about what was going on. They had no facts at all about what was going on. There was never any proof that Danks or anyone else, don't look at me like that, did anything wrong. There was innuendo and there was rumour and nothing was ever proven, no matter what you say, and it was the greatest miscarriage of justice by the AFL and maybe the man who's still there, who was just coming into the job when it reared its ugly head. That's the head of the AFL, God help us. The most disgraceful, but disgraceful handling of a very sensitive incident which affected the lives of many, and those who pushed the saga and made capital out of it just to get their name in print and look as though they were virtuous should be ashamed of themselves, but they're not, because they're preening, arrogant, pompous clowns. Now, Don, here's this. I go into the city yesterday, our city in Melbourne, Australia. I was speaking to a man yesterday who knows your friend from Israel, the doctor. And it's got nothing to do with it, but he'll be interested in this. I went into the city. Do you know how they're dissuading people from taking cars into the city, into the CBD, besides having besides bike lanes and expensive parking fees if you go 10 seconds over the limit. The cycle between the red and the green light as you drive up the main arteries, like Swanson, Queen Elizabeth.
Yes, I know what you're saying.
It's about 5 seconds. So really? You get, because I had to go up into the city yesterday in my car, and the cycle between red and green is about 5 seconds. So one car goes through, or two cars, and if someone's snoozing or not paying attention, sometimes no cars go through because the bloke sits there and the lights change. And people, that's designed purely, surely, Don, to have people say, oh, this is ridiculous, I'm not going to drive into the city. Look at the traffic log, the traffic.
Is the city busy?
Well, it's busy because there's cars from the top end to the bottom end, I can't get through the lights.
Foot traffic.
There's a fair few coming.
So they've come back to the city.
So here's
people have come back to the city?
Well, yes, because, well,
have they cleaned it up at all? Last time I was there, it was a disgrace.
Do you wait till we get onto the graffiti on the Western Freeway?
You're still on about that.
They just keep daubing more. They put new battens up on the Westgate Freeway, the tunnel extension, and overnight they deface them. Why the bacteria and the pieces of snot who go out and do that aren't dealt with severely by... you said it wasn't the Melbourne City Council's purview. It was someone else's out in Port Melbourne or Port, I don't know. Why there isn't a concerted effort to round those people up and really deal with them is beyond me. So have a listen to this coming to our city. So I just mentioned this. In the United Kingdom, they're bringing down a 15-minute lockdown rule, where you cannot go more than 15 minutes from your house or from where your car is parked in a bid to stop traffic going into the city or to minimise traffic on the roads.
Now hang on, you've lost me. You're talking about COVID for 1 minute.
Was I?
Yeah, you said lockdown, 15-minute lockdown. What are you on about?
No, this is cars. Lockdown doesn't mean COVID. I was talking about a 15-minute lockdown of cars. I wasn't speaking about COVID at all.
Oh, okay, sorry. You said lockdown. I associated that with COVID.
Don, lockdown doesn't apply only to COVID. I was saying they've locked down the city. They're attempting to in the United Kingdom, well, they've done it. And Melbourne has been designated a 15-minute city by the Victorian state government. It's on board with the model that's going on over in the United Kingdom. So you cannot drive your car more than 15 minutes from where it's parked, or else you get fined heavily and a toll is put onto you. I'll read it out. Oxford is to be the world's first 15-minute city. You cannot travel by car outside your zone without a pass. Each household gets 100 passes a year, and cameras will police and fine the miscreants. The miscreants of the people.
That wouldn't work in Australia.
Well,
we are dependent.
It says that Melbourne is going to be the first city in Australia to embrace the 15-minute lockdown.
Our public transport is not good enough.
Well, I'm just saying this is the next step of trying to stop you driving your car. Whether it's electric or fossil fueled makes no difference. And I'm on the graffiti again. What I'll tell you, if the community arcs up, you know.
No, that was what Noah had, the ark, wasn't it?
He did have an ark, but he spelled it with a K. I'm talking about a C. You're a C.
Semicircle, isn't it, or a curve? I think you're getting a little... You all right today?
Am I all right today? If the community arced up at the incessant pieces of snot and bacteria and pig's vomit that go around defacing our city and our byways and freeways and newly constructed carriageways, surely this would be at the height of trying to protect the beauty and the aesthetic appeal of your city rather than making dog parks and bike tracks and all that. They're very worthwhile, all those other things I mentioned, but that would be at the top of the list, surely, Don, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, well, I don't come here, but I just think it's a disgrace. The times I have been to the city, I'm disgusted.
Now, we had tremendous reaction to Robbie Peterson last week, who completely blew the COVID and the vaccine myth or conspiracies to the Scheisenhausen.
Well, we had mixed, because I have a few medical friends who agreed in some aspects and didn't agree in others.
But I just said, I didn't say we had overwhelming, I said we had tremendous reaction. That's what I said. And I'm going to hear, you will love this, we should give credit where it's due. I'm giving credit to Dan Andrews. He was at a press conference doing a presser, a live presser, and someone was asking him about the COVID and all that. And he has an opinion about COVID, and he locked down our state and he got the bogus quarantine people into police at all and killed 800 Victorians while all the other states had a handful of deaths on their hands. But at least I watched him, because it was on the news. No, it was sent to me. And he was good the way he didn't abuse the bloke, but he stood up for... That's the way to handle press conferences. He didn't abuse the bloke who was going and going and going at him, but he disagreed with him, and I was impressed with the way he...
He's gone very quiet, Andrews.
I was impressed with the way he dealt with the person instead of abusing him out of hand.
Somebody's got to him and told him to improve his image?
I don't know. Well, I wouldn't.
Well, he's gone very quiet.
Well, as
he's
said,
not confrontational, but I still wouldn't trust what he's doing behind the scenes.
I wouldn't trust him at all. I wouldn't trust him at all. But I was just saying, as he said to the bloke, he kept jabbering away at him. He said, yes, he said, well, you might have noticed a couple of months ago we were elected for another 4-year term, so I'm not sure that you're on the right track here, sir. I thought it was...
The other interesting one about Andrews, and it hasn't come out, and they've shut Ian Cook down, because Ian Cook was wanting a recount to see about how he had made inroads, and that was cut down by the electoral authority. Oh, no, we don't need to do that. Yes. He's so far post to post. But that wasn't the point. No. Ian Cook was trying to work out, or by his vote, as to how popular his popularity had dropped.
Yes.
In his own electorate. Mm.
So they're still doing
their shifty stuff.
Yes, they stonewall, hoping it'll all go away in the I Cook saga. Someday will be resolved in favour of Ian Cook. I do have doubt of that, but that's what should happen. Now, I mentioned Robbie Peterson, and then an interesting study came up. This is to do with COVID. It said that unattractive people, he didn't say this is a study, unattractive people are more likely to keep wearing the masks as society goes on, Did you like that? The face mask. You know how we're all required to wear face masks and now you don't have to. But the study came out, they did a study on this, that unattractive people are going to keep wearing the face masks because it hides the fact that they're unattractive. They did a study on that, Don. More unattractive people are keeping wearing masks. So when you go out into the community and see people wearing a face mask, have a look at them and see if you reckon they're unattractive, which will be a bit hard to tell because they're wearing a mask, which is the point of why they're wearing it. That's just what the study said. Can you believe someone did a study on that? No, you think...
They're just shorter stories.
People say I make this stuff up. Every single thing I say on this podcast can be verified that it's I haven't made it up. Whether it's true or not, I don't make it up. Now, Moomba, so we've just seen Australia Day off. What a riotous success that was. And Moomba's coming up now. Moomba is a celebration of the city. Do you know what Moomba means?
It's an indigenous term for let's have fun.
Let's get together and have fun. That's what people think it means. You can look this up. Moomba means up your bum.
No.
Up your bum. It means, and I've cleaned that up, means up your ass. Because when they asked the indigenous folk to come up with a jamboree or something or a festival, the indigenous folk, I've got this off the website. The indigenous folk said, "Oh yeah, you'd be asking us to think of something that we're having fun doing, seeing as you took our land from us." they said, "Up your bum," and then they said, "Well, we'll call it Moomba," and we all accepted Moomba as a thing. Oh, they said no, it means get together. It actually means up your ass, well, up your bum. It means. So the Up Your Bum celebrations are coming up, Don, and they're getting them ready now over by the river, and I think it's on next weekend, isn't it, Up Your Bum? So that'll be good. You can go along
what
there.
What clan did you get this from?
I didn't get it from a clan.
Well, there's many different languages within the indigenous community.
I've got it from the website. If you've got a topic, I'll find it
for
you.
The Wurundjeri people or...?
Here we go. Yeah, all right. The urban legend for years that the Moomba, officially known as the Aboriginal word for meaning let's to get together and have fun, I'm reading this, actually means up your bum. Linguists and historians say Moomba is the joining of the Aboriginal words moom, meaning bottom, and bar, which alternatively means up. Up your bottom.
No, bottom up.
It means up your bottom. That's just what I'm reading this out. It says here, linguists, that means up your bum. In the case, a joke played on the burglars of Melbourne in 1955 when they searched for a name for the celebration of civic pride. So they said, yes, up your ass, we're not giving you anything. So let's go with that, Moomba. So there we are. So you can go to the up your ass celebrations and that'll be fantastic. Take the kids along to that and they'll say, oh, isn't it, well, let's get them having fun. So
driving up this morning, I see they're advertising or they're going to close St Kilda down, the St Kilda Festival. What is the St Kilda Festival?
Is that the Pride Festival?
I don't...
They had the big LGBT...
No, that was last weekend, wasn't it?
Yes, I had to go down to the coast. I had to drive almost through Preston to get round all the roads that were closed off. The LGBTQ Pride Festival.
So what is the St Kilda... I thought that was the St Kilda Festival.
Oh, no, they'll come up with another one. I don't know.
Well, that's a big day, isn't it, the St Kilda? 6 a.m., the town's closed down until midnight.
Yeah, no, it's a huge day, Don.
Are you going?
Yeah, I'll be there. You know, I get up at 6, I'll be there all day. Good. And
signing autographs?
And I noticed the VAFA, do you know who they are? The Victorian Amateur Football Association. They are now being asked to vote on, this is true, because I was speaking to a man, he said, I don't think we need to do this. He said, but how would we be if we're the only team or the only organisation that doesn't go along with this? They're being asked to vote on should they have a gay round this year?
Oh, no.
Or
please.
a Indigenous social, Australian round.
Social issues should not come into
Hang
sport.
Hang on, Don. So they're being asked to vote on should they have a gay round and should they have an Indigenous Australian round, that is, an Aboriginal round. And he said, I don't think – he was like me. He said, I don't think we should have politics in it, but what happens if – I don't know how many teams are involved in the VAFA. There'd be 50 or 60, wouldn't there? I don't know. I don't know how many.
No, 50 or 60, that is a fantastic competition. Yes. It's got a relegation system,
okay.
A lot of history in it. Okay. I'm fascinated.
So what happens when it comes to you and they say, no, we don't want to vote for that, and you're the only one out, you'll be peer pressure will make you vote for it.
I think there might be some sensible people in the amateurs because they run a very, very good
competition. Well, this man was sensible. He
very
said,
good competition.
I'm not going to vote for it. He said, but I don't want to be singled out and cancelled and vilified because we don't think it's necessary to do it. But that's what they're being asked to vote of, a gay round and a...
Thank God
Aboriginal
it hasn't come
round.
Down to suburban football, a lot of this stuff.
What?
Well, you just
well,
heard
that
me.
Is suburban football, isn't it?
Well, it is, but a lot of it hasn't come down, filtered down from the AFL.
Right, I'm just looking at the clock. So you got any topics?
No,
no,
I'm just here. I'm just here as.
Well, okay, well, let's just do this before the doc comes on. But so, Mick Christian, Michael Christian. He said, these are the shout outs from Michael Christian. And now, you know the. See the shirt I'm wearing? You cannot be serious. It's good, isn't it?
Can you take your braces away so
and
I can read it?
And the caps.
Why are you wearing braces?
Hold my pants up.
What are you wearing? Shorts today? So yeah. You look like something from Switzerland.
Well, that's all right.
Are they leather the pants?
Leather the pants, no.
Well, leather pants, not. That's what the Swiss wear.
I know a friend of mine used to wear magnets in his underpants. To attract women with braces.
To stimulate blood flow magnets.
To attract women with braces, but they were the braces on her teeth. Now, Don, that's a joke. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, Mick Christian. Now Mick
Christian. Shout outs.
Well, we'll get them in before the doc rips us a new one. Two shout outs. This is now the doc. You can buy the T-shirts and the caps. I don't know what else he's got going on there. But
aprons.
They're extremely popular.
What about tea towels?
I've had...
Tea towels. He could do tea towels.
He's got fucking tea towels.
But though. He could.
He could do anything. He could make a suit, a red and white suit with You Cannot Be Serious and you could wear it. You'd wear that. Anyhow, he's got... I've had photos sent in of people wearing the caps and everything.
So have I.
And Lee Harrison from Muralbark and to Almir from Alberton in South Australia. So we're shouting out to Lee Harrison, who's bought, I think he's bought a T-shirt, and Almir from Alberton, he's a floor polisher. That's what Mick says. And all his mates refer to him as Tuco. Tuco, T-W-O-C-O. Would that be Tucoat? Two coats you put on a floor, Tuco.
Depends on the shine. You put more on to get a lack.
And you remember it was Mick's birthday last week and he said he's had many, many people ask. This is what he said. I also shout out to the 7 listeners who inquired if I threw the leg with the Ayatollah. Remember we said, I wonder
he's
if
not
Mick's...
Doing, he's not doing his stuff again.
He said... As
his comedy's
his birthday,
rather crude.
Would he be throwing the leg with the Ayatollah, who's his missus?
No.
And he said, I won't... He can't help Mick. He just left a little rider
blue,
at the end.
He
said, people want to know if I threw the leg with the Ayatollah. He said, the sheets are at the dry cleaners. So I presume that means
how
he
old
did.
Is he? How old is Mick?
He's 12. He's got a mental. He's got the mental age of 12. But he's well. He how old was he last week? He's 64.
He looks shit out for 64, doesn't he?
Well, be more direct on. What do you think?
Well,
of him?
I thought he looked about 80.
No, he's a good, he's a reasonable. He's an old, he's, he might wear a mask. He might keep wearing a face mask during now that COVID's over. He might be one of those people. Now, anyhow, so there the that's a shout out. And I met a bloke outside Woolworths called Ali. Ali, I wonder if he's a Muslim.
Ali. I played with Ali. Ali DeWald.
Oh, played that for was Hawthorne. His nickname.
No, it wasn't Ali. A-double-L-E. Ali. It's Dutch. Ali DeWald. Played in the back pocket in a premiership team.
A-L-I. Ali.
Oh, well, that's different spelling.
Of course it's a different spelling. Would you think he'd be Muslim?
I don't know.
Was there any other people called Ali that aren't Muslims?
Ali Baba, was he a Muslim?
Ali fucking Baba. I don't know. I wouldn't know. Is he? He was a thief. Anyhow, Ali, there's a shout out to Ali. He was a good man, and he loved the he loves the podcast. And Matt,
where's Ali from?
Well, I didn't ask.
Where'd you meet him?
I told you outside Woolworths.
Which store?
Which store?
he might be from. Where's he from? Port Melbourne. He could be from Port.
It was. That's where the.
Okay. Well, you should say whether you met.
What's
him
the matter? Where Ellie's
okay,
from?
Okay. Well, I'm just.
I'm sending him a shout out. And Matt and Catalina.
Where are they from? Where did you see them?
I'm Matt's a friend.
Catalina.
Of, Catalina. That's
a plane, isn't it?
It is. It was a flying boat. Catalina was a flying boat, and she is a Colombian. What are you laughing at? Catalina's a flying boat. Catalina that's going out with Matt's not a flying boat. She's an extraordinarily attractive lass. But Catalina was a flying boat. In fact, there's a restaurant. I met Jeffrey Smart. Do you know who Jeffrey Smart is? No. Do you know who Jeffrey Smart
Maxwell's is? Maxwell's brother.
You fuckwit. Jeffrey Smart was a great Australian artist that I bought the guiding spheres from. I paid a world record price for one of Jeffrey Smart's.
He stitched you right up. No, he saw an idiot coming.
I tell you who has the best collection of Jeffrey Smart art, and that's Kerry Stokes.
And you're just second to Kerry Stokes.
Oh, I'm 100 to Kerry Stokes. He has a great collection, but I bought a pivotal piece of Jeffrey Smart.
Have
and
you still got
so
it?
Much? No, because I sold it. And so
what,
much.
What did Rod Law
Don,
sell it?
Don, please.
Is this part of the dispute?
No, not Don. Don, please. And as a result of me buying the guiding spheres, this is well researched, well documented. Because I put the price of his art up 50% overnight, because I paid a world record price for one of his pieces, and he invited me up to have lunch with him at Catalina's. It's a restaurant in Sydney, Catalina's.
And you went all the way to Sydney?
He flew me up. I flew myself up because I wanted to meet him.
We got an invite too.
And I sat there. Talking about Sydney. He and his partner.
Whoa. We got an invite.
Up to Rich River?
Up to Sydney.
Yep. To do what?
Sail on the...
Yeah, well, hang on. That's your shout-out.
No, it's... Well, yeah, I'm just saying we got another invite to Sydney.
Well, I was just mentioning Catalina and Matt. You can
the flying boat and Matt.
Matt and the flying boat.
And so where did we meet these people?
Matt came in here one day.
Oh, did he?
He came in here one day, just came in to have a look at things going. We put him on, and he said he listens to when he drives up to his country property, and he's just back with Catalina. They've been overseas. He'll be happy me telling everyone about his personal life. And then we mentioned Paula last week, remember? And you said, oh, pay Paul and Paula. She listens on her walk, and she is a friend of Astrid's. Do you know Astrid?
Where we get the medical marijuana.
I knew, I can see your stupid small brain. I knew you were going to say that. Astrid is the name of a shop.
Yeah. Where the well, medical that's the lady's name, Astrid.
Where the medical marijuana comes from. But Astrid is a masseuse or a wellness person.
Well, a masseuse.
Well, yeah, and she does water therapy and everything. What? And she's in
water torture.
Water therapy, Don. Not waterboarding. Water therapy, you know. And she is a star, Astrid. And
is she?
You've met Astrid.
Have I?
Yep. And she listens, and so does Paula, and so does Ali, and so does Matt and Catalina, and all those people I mentioned about Mick, MichaelChristianMenswear.com if you want the stuff. And I was just going to mention Kate Save, you. She sent you something because I get the feed that she sends you, the streaming that she sends you. Have you got anything to say about Kate, what she sent you?
Well,
yes, well, what?
Okay, now, well, this is a plug for a food.
Come on.
The Dim Sims. Everybody who listens to this, they've started to get onto the Dim Sims. They think that they are fantastic.
The bee's knees.
They are the best. She should just close the business down and make Dim Sims.
Don't be stupid.
Kate saves balls. They are fantastic. I have two of it. Balls. I have two every night.
I had seven one day.
You told me that last week.
They were so good. Now,
hang on. And a friend of mine, I'm just trying to find out, who is an athlete who trains every day, but she thought she'd give the Kate Save diet a go. Here it is. Now, she trains every week, this particular person, but over Christmas, and as Kate said, over Christmas, the body, you intend to take a little bit more alcohol than you normally do, and the body digests the alcohol or fixes the metabolism, gets rid of the alcohol first, and then it then goes to work on the food. That's why people tend to put on a little bit of weight, because they can't get rid of what they've eaten. Now, this particular person weighed 62.1 kilos.
Point one.
This is done. Geez. Hang on. First week, 61.2, and the second week, 59.5. So that's a total of 2.6 kilos in 2 weeks they learn. Now, this person trains regularly, so it obviously works.
Lost 2 kilograms in what?
That's 6 pounds.
It's 2 kilograms.
It's 5.7 pounds.
They're not trying hard enough.
An athlete.
Yep. Well, anyhow,
trains.
They like Kate's food.
And she's...
It's very good. Now, Don, speaking... Now, I'm glad...
She's offering a discount too. I don't know why she offers a discount. This food could
Is she offering it or not? Or have you got the text there that you're going to read out? Rather than just come off the top of your head, because nothing you say when it comes off the top of your head makes sense or is real. So read out what that you are going to say and pretend you're not reading it, so that it doesn't sound like.
Hey, a free Sam ad. And Don.
Oh yeah, now that sounds like you're not reading it.
For tomorrow, which is today, today, $100 off BeFit food. February challenge your listeners till it starts on the 27th of Feb. They just need to use the code Sirius100 at the checkout on the website or in store.
Sirius100 is the code, isn't
it? The code.
Well, you didn't mention that. You just said Sirius100. You got no idea.
They just need to use the code Sirius100 at the checkout on the website or in store. Now, the store is in Mornington Tyre Road, Murraduck.
That'll be handy for our people listening overseas.
Well, there was a line of people down there.
Right. They can go to the website, Kate Save, beefitfood.com.au, is it? Or beefitfood.com, or what is it? What's the website?
Beefitfood. Just be careful you don't get mixed up with other food companies because they pinch.
Piggyback. They piggyback on the success of BeFit Food.
That's right.
BeFitFood.com, is it?
Try the Dim Sims. The Dim Sims are the best.
Now, just before we finish this segment, you might have noticed...
Hang on, shout-outs. Have you finished your shout-outs? I've got a few.
Well, I wanted to mention about the marijuana oil because you find it very good and so do I. And I want you might have noticed this this came on the... Hong Kong, which is owned by China, have banned the use of medical marijuana products because they say, have a listen to this for hypocrisy. This is a country that provides fentanyl and drugs to America, they say that, and this would be absolute nonsense, they say they've banned the use of the THC marijuana oil in Hong Kong because you can use it to make other more potent drugs. Have you ever heard of anything more ridiculous in your life? That's like saying we're going to ban petrol because you can make Molotov cocktails out of petrol, or fertilizer. We're banning fertilizer to the farming industry because you can make bombs out of it. They are disgracefully hypocritical and take no notice of the fact that it's been banned from makeup and selling it in Hong Kong, which is China, because they're just protecting their drug industry or whatever it is. And the marijuana oil has been overwhelmingly endorsed in America and here as a recuperative essence.
I'm using the one without the THC for sleeping.
The doc, Jimmy Stewart, James Stewart, you can, if you want to, we're not singling him out necessarily, but if you want to go and ask about marijuana oil and what it does for you, and we are living proof that it is an extraordinarily good product for you. But don't take our advice because we're not medical people. Go and ask the doc. But I had someone say to me, "Did you see that it's been banned?" And I said, "Yeah." Do you realise why it's been banned? Because they say they can trump it up and use it for other stuff to make more potent drugs. Well, seriously, what other product in the world couldn't you? You can do that with alcohol. You can do it with cigarettes. I see they put the price. They've increased the price of cigars by. They put a 95% tax on cigars in America and a 13% tax on marijuana. So it just shows you. They think cigars are far more potent to smoke them than it is to smoke marijuana. The world's mad. And, of course, the marijuana oil or the plant-based recuperative products are nothing to do with drugs as per se. They're to do with medical wellness, Don. Do you understand that?
Mm.
Oh, good. Well, there you are. So anything of you... I wish Phoebe was here.
You've done a lot of talking.
Good.
Can I give some shout-outs? Now, James Tuff.
Who?
James Tuff, T-U-F-F. Now, he manages the... he looked very officious and he looked like he was in charge of the Rosebud Hotel, and he tells me you're going down there to do a function. Are you doing a spot down at the Rosebud Hotel later this year?
No. Not that I know of.
I thought halfway through the year in June you were going down to do your bit.
Okay, I didn't know I was.
Anyway, James is an avid listener, and Gary Anderson. Now, Gary gave me a little bit of memorabilia from the Hawthorn Football Club, and he listens. No, hang on. Well, it's 1984. It's a cheer squad badge, and it's gone to the museum because I'm really into the history of...
Eddie Maguire's been made an AFL Life member. And well overdue.
And Peter Habey from Hawthorn has he's a recipient of the Jack Titus Award. That's for more or less volunteers or servants to the club. Jack Titus Award.
That's Richmond.
Yes, but there is an award called the Jack Titus Award. Did you know that?
No.
Now, Ted came up to me, and that's not his name, if I mentioned his name, at the show jumping over the weekend. He said he'd sue, so I'm just using the word Ted. Hi to Ted. And we've got a new listener.
He said he'd sue if he used his surname. Yeah,
no, he used his name.
Ted.
He doesn't want it. He doesn't want to.
He said he was Ted.
Well.
Shithead. What's his name?
I'm not saying what his name is because I haven't got that much money.
Ted.
Ted will know who he is. And we've got another listener in Israel.
Oh, another one.
Another one. He was born in Morocco.
Morocco, what's Morocco famous for?
Money beads, Moroccan money beads.
Casablanca.
No, Casablanca's those little beads, in trading beads.
Northern
Venetian
Africa.
Trading beads.
Casablanca, you know, Humphrey Bogart, Casablanca.
Well, it's also,
you played it for him,
it's
you
also
can play it for me, Sam.
Jean, would you call it Jean?
Jean.
Charles, Ben, geez, here we go. B-E-N-S-O-U-S-S-A-N. How would you pronounce that? Jean Charles.
What's the surname?
Ben Swan.
How do you spell it?
B-E-N.
No, Ben, you fuck.
He's got a hat.
How do you spell the other name? Ben, not Ben. I know how to spell it.
Charles.
And what was the surname you spelled it?
B-E-N-S-O-U-S-S-A-N.
Bonsoir.
Anyway, he's now living in Jerusalem and he's bought a hat. Would you believe he's bought a bloody hat?
What, the thing that you wear on the back of your head?
No, that you can't be serious
hat. Oh, has he?
Yes.
Would he wear that over his, what do you call those things?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, the little hats they wear. They call them, what do you call those?
Little? Yuckers.
No, the little things you put on.
Yeah, they call.
No, yuckers, my ass. They're called, oh God, that's a common name and I can't think of it. I can't think of it. So, Don, we're going
to... Hang on, and what about our... Our invitation, we're going to go up to Sydney to have a ride on the boat?
Well,
Sam Fay has invited us up to Sydney to have a...
Is he paying the airfare?
Well, he could be another Jeffrey Smart.
Well, what, should we drive up just to have a ride in the boat?
Every Wednesday it goes out, the Comanche. Yeah, you know, the big boat, the Sydney to Hobart.
Well, I'll drive you up one day in the car.
He's the nephew of Caroline Wilson, so you'd have plenty to talk to him about.
Like what? Should take her out in the boat. She could do that. What do you call that? The thing that she could be a. What do you call those things that you? They wind the sails in.
Grinder.
A grinder. Christ, could she wind the sails in? She wind the boat in. Don, listen to me. I wish Phoebe was here because I was going to give my critique of Married at First Sight, but I'll wait till she's
in. Isn't that a shock? Is she coming in?
She's obsessed with it, and so people I know, honestly...
You've got to question your intellect if you watch that.
Could you dumb the public down... more than their shoe size, the IQ of the people who would be captivated by that. Good on them and glad it's a success.
I watched it for glad five,
it's a success.
5 minutes. There was this woman called the freak under the sheets.
Yep. No. But if you can find that, and good on people who, good on them for putting it on because it's a winner. But seriously, if you want to actually see how the mentality of the community is going, tune into that.
Is she coming in?
Well, obviously not, because it's we've been going
well,
and out.
We can talk about.
In fact, we're stopping now because we're going to speak to the doc.
Okay.
And now I have several other things to mention. Tell me, do you think this is true? Someone sent me this. They had to, a friend of mine had to fill in a box on a Qantas flight. Now I don't know if they're winding me up. Had to fill in a box on a Qantas flight saying were they Indigenous or part Indigenous, and by mistake they ticked the box and said they were. They just weren't paying attention, and Qantas contacted them and said they'll give them half the airfare back.
Why?
Because they're Indigenous.
Why do you get it? I don't know,
but maybe Qantas are extending. Maybe Qantas are extending half price airfares to people who are Indigenous. Now I don't know if that's right or not. Just wondering if that's right, and if so, why? Anyhow, I'm not saying that's right, and if I've been had by this person, who I know, I'm not sure that they would do that. And we're going to wind this up now, because the doc's coming on, and there's a whole lot of other stuff to talk about, and then we've got a guest coming in, a guest that you will actually look forward to speaking to, because he's been a star, and I don't suppose he's a star anymore like you or me, but he's been a star and been at the top of his profession in entertainment. So he's coming in and we're winding this up. Any other final announcements, Don?
I'm hoping around the streets late at night. I'm worried because you